This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
And Dr. Groove, you know, let's play one more of these memes. Here's one again that Rob Dew just put out. Brand new, born into the world. Here it is. We've got some good compilation ones. I know Darren put one together that will come out of the next segment and play two of them together, one that he and Harrison put together. We have a $20,000 prize going out of the CNN's terror, CNN's fake news pool. It was just going to be $2,500 prizes, but I'm now having a $20,000 prize for the best meme that promotes InfoWars and what we're doing here, but obviously Trump destroying CNN or other MSM. You know what?
I mean,
let's widen the field.
How bad of a backlash was that? I mean, how bad?
They don't know the season they're in. And that's what's incredible about humans. People ask me, why are you so crazy? Why do you get so upset? My new daughter is the most beautiful creature I've ever seen in my life. I'm in love with her, and she's an angel, and I mean, I'm sitting there looking at her, and I'm like, I'm going to fight harder. I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to get healthier. I'm going to be even more focused to build a better world for her and the people she's going to live with in the future, because if I love her, I love you and everybody else. And they know Gardasil is a sterilant. They're giving it to all the Hispanics in Mexico. Where's La Raza and Mecha? People go, oh, well, they're overpopulated. Kill them. No, I don't want them coming here to be illegals and be my enemy. I want them to be free and prosperous and Mexico be so nice. They move here, I move there. But again, I am in a death battle. People ask how I have this much energy. Megyn Kelly asked me what drugs I was on. And I said, I don't use drugs. She was kind of like, really? You don't? I don't know what that meant, but I thought she was trying to like get me into saying I was on drugs. Folks, I have hundreds of articles I see every week about human-animal chimeras with no rights. You talked about people you know in research labs. I've talked to them, too. You see humanoids. They're like 80% gorilla, 80% pig, and they're talking. And this is highly... go ahead.
Case Law School in 2006 was hired to develop law for the future of transgenic organisms.
And they're already here, and we're saying we want to force a debate.
What rights are they going to, like, do you get rights as a human if you have 50% DNA? Like, what are the rights that are going
to
be?
We need to make this illegal. This needs to be illegal.
It needs to be.
They're talking about making it illegal to make child pedophile robots. Okay. Okay. You know, make that illegal. But what about the human spliced with animals? I mean, this is beyond pedophilia.
Why is fluoride legal? Why is glyphosate legal? Why are artificial colors legal?
I mean, undebated, the glyphosate grows cancer.
You want to make the biggest...
it's like Miracle-Gro for cancer.
Exactly. To health, the healthcare system, you want to... like, look, this is ridiculous. The healthcare system, all this stuff, it's a bailout. They're giving insurance companies billions of dollars. Address the root cause of the problem. Executive order, ban glyphosate. Executive order, ban GMOs. Executive order, ban artificial sweeteners, man-made chemicals and products, phthalates. You know what? You know the root cause of why we're getting all this disease.
I love my children. We've got to stop this group. We've got to do it. But again, they want to make jokes about it. I mean, it's like the gay frog thing. 20-something years, they've admitted that most of the frogs and amphibians and fish are dying. They're horribly deformed. And then it's just a big joke to Colbert. I notice all his attacks make fun of us and how our genetics are being manipulated. They want to make a joke about that with the public so no one cares.
There was an article that came out either today or yesterday that I saw. One-fifth of all fish are showing transgenic traits right now. You have male fish.
It's actually 84% of smallmouth bass.
Yeah, across the board, though.
One-fifth, you're right.
Because there's that much of the contraceptives being flushed down the toilet.
And that's just one thing.
That's just one thing. I mean, you know.
But let's expand on that, then. Again, it grows all these cancers. It's doing all this. It's causing us to be infertile. Well,
And then they can come on the back end with their gene splicing technology and get rid of it until you get the next disease. And then you're going to have to pay for the gene splicing technology to get
rid of it. And here's what's crazy.
And then you're going to have 1,000 mutations from each gene splicing thing. So
Monsanto, 1,000 new opportunities, admits their plan is to take over and be gone. See? We're not even theorizing. What a nightmare. We've got to stop it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species. I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply. And multiply until every natural resource is consumed. The only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern. Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague. And we are the cure.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
truth is, humans can build our new environments and are actually improving things in many areas. But when we slovenly do it, we toxically do it, we are bad. But instead, the globalists have everybody focused on carbon dioxide that we know is the lowest ever recorded the last 100 years in planetary history. The plants are dying. There's not enough carbon dioxide, not enough oxygen. Deserts are spreading because when plants don't get enough carbon dioxide, they die. They need that as much as water or more. This is mainline science. And it's crazy how we found the oil, which is toxic as well, right in time to start terraforming or geoengineering the planet back to where we need. A lot of evidence shows Mars lost its atmosphere. So they're focusing on something we need, a trace gas, to tax it, while rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet and admittedly, in their own words, endangering everything, with mainline scientists saying we're already creating alien life forms here similar to the Andromeda strain. Why are the elites doing it? But as you said, the power trip of wanting to find these technologies first, Dr. Group.
It's called playing God. That's what it boils down to. It's playing God. They know that if they can create a sterile society, which, by the way, they are doing, you can type in Google, you can look anywhere online, and you will see sterility in males, low sperm count in males. One out of, you know, five males now can't conceive. They don't have, they're not sterile. And the generations, each generation, it gets worse and worse and worse. You know, if you can create a sterile world, then everybody is going to have... It just all makes sense, Alex. When you look at the...
Because the corporation is mother now. You go to it and it makes a trojan.
They want the patented on the gene. They want to be able to control life. They want to be able to control agriculture. They want to be able to control everything. It's in their hands.
And people go see something like Blade Runner, the new one, and lick their lips like it's cool and cutting edge. We already have replicants. We're already replicants. They knew 50 years ago, Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics, that if they gave you GMO and added certain chemicals that they could manipulate in rats and change the generations 2, 3, 4 out to any trait they wanted. So the GMO is a genetically engineered nanotech viral GMO system to already manipulate. We're already manipulated. We're already programmed, and we already have sperm counts down 90% in the West. Brazil, its sperm count wasn't down 30 years ago. Now when glyphosates came in, their sperm count's down 70-something percent. Their cancer rates are approaching ours. It's a plan.
It's a plan that's been planned for a long period of time. To create dependency, if you want to have a baby, you have to go to them. You can pick the traits. They'll do it in a test.
And notice Bill Gates is saying, don't let all the Muslims in. Give me money. I'll take care of them with vaccines.
So
he's in the news yesterday. He goes, hey, you don't want the Muslims? Let me roll then. In fact, I've had little messages sent to me like, you just get out of the way, Jones.
Anything that has genes in it, in DNA, they want full control. The plants, the bacteria, the fungus, they're using a lot of the bacteria and the fungus and the viruses and everything to get and to use
them. They use them as carriers.
They use them as carriers to go in and actually replace or to cut or to support.
Oh, for those that don't know, that's 30-year-old technology
where
they have engineered viruses that are really nanotech that go in a, quote, anti-stress vaccine and then eat the areas of the brain associated with higher brain waves. So now you're not depressed. You're also not at higher levels. You're not angry anymore. And I know folks that have had military people who are given these shots. They're gone.
But we can stop it. I mean, the thing is, we can make a difference. We are making a difference.
Yeah, we're not trying to be negative.
Yeah.
We have to admit how bad it is, though.
You have to know what's going on out there to know what the solution is. So you have a situation. It could be a bad situation, a good situation, and then you have a solution. It can be a good situation or a bad situation. We know what's going on. This is out there for anybody to find. It's not like I'm coming on and making this stuff up.
Sure.
It's a warning, though. It's a warning. And this is the direction. This is what's going on. This is what they want. They want that full control.
And let's expand on this. About a month ago, one of the experimental secret NASA aircraft, small shuttle, landed back on Earth. We can put it on screen. And they had men out there in spacesuits all around it in case a microorganism from space was on it. Give me a break, folks. They do that, but they've got thousands of labs we know of. China, as you know, is the leader. India as well. Russia, the U.S. Randomly splicing everything just to see what will happen. And then open air planting corn, wheat, and other stuff that has genetically engineered viruses in it, open air, and super fungus and super bacteria and super... look at this article right here. Super algae that they admit is totally changing the environment. What is going on here?
It's like the island of Dr. Moreau or X-Men. You know, they do all the X-Men, but that is transhumanism. You're literally creating.
But you don't turn into Superman. You grow a giant tumor and die.
Right. So the good news is, like I was saying, cleansing the body, detoxification, repairing your bowel, not eating the genetically modified foods, not taking in all the phthalates, purifying your water, drinking pure, clean water. It all comes back to simplicity and the things God created. Okay, you look at all this stuff that man is creating to control the population and control your genes and control the food that you eat. Well, just the solution is going back to God's things. You know, God, clean the air in your house where you sleep. You know, clean the water.
Drink pure water. And let me expand the minutes we have left before the next guest joins us. This is amazing. Dr. Grip, you're going to be back on the Nightly News tonight. I'm going to tape an emergency report for us on the genetic Armageddon they're trying to set up, that we can stop it. Just like we exposed Soros and globalism and the New World Order, now we're starting to win because we were super negative and truthful. A lot of people say, oh, I don't want any stress, kind of this new agey thing of just a believer everything's going to be okay. No, work towards peace and justice and open freedom and fight the evil. And then, as Thomas Jefferson said, tyranny will vanish. But it's only when good men do nothing and women do nothing that evil grows. So that's why support the broadcast. Support yourself. You may be dug in a hole like I was at 280 pounds, and I'm still not perfect, but at 235, a lot better. Just start that journey of getting healthier, getting better, moving forward, praying to God for guidance, and getting products like Biome Defense is really probably the best probiotic you can get out there. I mean, a massive research. The MycoZX, a new cutting-edge probiotic that goes after all the other garbage that the Biome Defense doesn't hit. Spend a few minutes telling folks again about MycoZX and Biome Defense. I'm discounting it 30% off, even though it's been sold out for almost 5+ months, because the ingredients are so hard to get and so hard to source, because they're so organic and so wildcrafted and pure. Why is MycoZX important? What does it do in the gut that normal probiotics don't do?
Well, you know, using the oxy powder to clean out your gut really good and get rid of that biofilm, and then using the MycoZX, because over the last 15 years, we are really seeing an overgrowth, an epidemic of yeast.
So explain, first get the oxy powder that's your bestseller for a decade. Higher level oxygen flushes out the intestines. First flush as much out of the way, then bomb it with this.
It's almost like you have to take two steps back before you take two steps forward, and you want to really clean out the intestines. Of course, you want to look at what you're putting in your mouth, and you want to avoid any of the alcohol as much as possible and all that. But, you know, people, they want to live their life, too, and be social.
Sure. So tell folks what's in the MycoZX.
MycoZX has a specific blend of herbs that will address multifaceted strains of different types of fungus, mold, mycoplasms. Now you have Morgellons disease. You have all of these fungal things. Medical profession, by the way, is still not even testing for this, which I feel sorry for most people that walk.
But there are mainline doctors saying it's real. It's like
there are mainline doctors, but it's still not in the diagnosis.
Is it a nanotech
process.
Fungus? Because I know they're trying to splice fungus with machines.
Well, they found fungus in chemtrails. They're finding all these new types of fungus that are everywhere. Fungus now, they just came out a couple weeks ago and said fungus is now airborne. They used to think.
And notice how they're telling us in the movie, what's the movie with about deep space travel? Interstellar. Notice it's a fungus in the air that kills everything. And they're telling you what's coming. I can't. I'm sorry.
Well, they always tell you what's coming. I mean, you know, it's always the little things that you can't see that what you really need to look
just
at.
Just like Andromeda
screen. For example, the X2, which is one of the things that I always say everybody needs, that will help wake you up and detoxify and decalcify your pineal gland and open up your reality again to understanding things. Look at these the far left. They're going crazy right now. I mean, talk about they have solutions for everything. They're the ones that really like Monsanto, and they're the ones that are
a lot of the original left are smart on things like that, but they're totally crazy now.
They're totally crazy. I mean, look, there's a solution. Clean your body. Take good products, and the best part of it is you're supporting the mission. You're supporting the info.
Let me expand on that.
The revolution.
It just hit me. They're upset about globalism, the New World Order, a big time of changes here. They're all afraid. Everybody's concerned. You should be. And the media gets them to project their subconscious real concerns, their sixth sense, onto Trump. So the world's changing. People are freaked out. And so they're training them to project it onto us when we're people actually trying to fix things.
Yeah, we have the solution. That's our job. We spent 20 years. Alex has been out there promoting all this stuff, telling you what the truth is. And you know what? You should actually have a section on your site where people can go and say the truth about Sandy Hook, the truth about 9/11. When how are
we broke on Monday the gay sex orgies of the Vatican and forced right. them to cover it.
This is like everybody's, you're such a conspiracy theorist talking about all this. No, here's all the facts right here. This is true. Just go do your research and find out for yourself what's going on.
It's amazing how much they lie to us. Dr. Groove, thank you so much. You'll be on the Nightly News tonight. Stay with us. We have a special guest joining us for folks fleeing California. Key announcement straight ahead.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
our guest for the rest of the hour. Then we've got, in the fourth hour, Anthony Cumia hosting. If I go over his bio, it'll take this whole segment, but I saw this article in the London Guardian, Your Place or Mine, Texas Liberals and California Conservatives Swap States. He ran for Congress last year there in Los Angeles area, didn't win. He thought, we better move to Texas. Well, that's a lot better than all the trendies that are, you know, in failed Hollywood coming here and then trying to replicate the same thing. He's a pro-life, pro-family, pro-Christian conservative Republican. He's 42, and he heads up Shabo Strategies, LLC, Securities International. He's also an adjunct professor teaching American government at California Baptist University, Iraq War veteran serving for the first Office of Naval Intelligence. Later, he worked with the Defense Intelligence Agency. He's a fully qualified information dominance warfare officer, top security clearance, all that stuff. And I go over the rest of his bio. It'll take too long. Became the commissioner of the California State Parole Board while working at the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. He served as the Clinton and Bush administrations, where he was eventually promoted to a White House senior advisor for law enforcement, justice, and drug control operations. He's a founder of several organizations that promote American values, youth membership, and deterrence. He's also the author of the counterterrorism book, Ethereal Battle Against Evil, or Eternal Battle Against Evil, and the author of a number of books, including the Cartel Organizational Resiliency Against All Odds, conservativemove.com. And let me tell you, we're having major groups of Californians move here. Most of them are just economic refugees. But a lot of people are conservatives. They're libertarians. I know my friend Dave Mustaine didn't do that on purpose. He stayed in my house many times. Great patriot. He looked at Texas, but he moved to Tennessee instead to get out of California. So this is going on. This is big. And a lot of folks are fleeing. So looking at this from a geopolitical information warfare position, I want to get his take on it. But also, they're trying to get liberals to leave Texas to go to California, which is just amazing. So we make jokes about California breaking off. I think it already has. So, Paul, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, thanks so much for having me. Great to be with you and your audience.
We got a few minutes here before we go to break. I have a long segment, but just break down what brought you to this epiphany.
Sure. Well, I'm a father with four kids. I was born and raised in California, 43 years. My wife and I are Christian conservatives. We watched our state turn from what was once a red state, the state of Reagan, the state of Nixon, some of the best schools a generation ago, some of the safest streets, best jobs, to now many parts looking like a third world country. Crime is out of control. Good jobs are hard to find. It has become a cesspool in many areas. We tried to stay and fight. But the area is overrun by liberals from top down, very difficult to make an impact.
And the liberals seem to be angry they can't pull the rest of the country down with them.
Well, they're going to try. And I think, if anything, you know, we as conservatives, Republicans around this country should look at California as the canary in the coal mine. When you look and you dig down into these inner cities, whether it's Los Angeles or San Bernardino or other areas, they are just devastated. And it's not only the outskirts, we're talking the inner cities, which are just basically war zones. And these are because of liberal policies in California. They let out so many people out of prison for these so-called nonviolent offenses, and they're only looking at their last commitment offense. Not, you know, forget the fact they got a home invasion robbery and assaults and all those things on their record. The state has just got a different ideology than those of us with a conservative mindset. So when you live in California, you either got to take it or you got to say, look, time to move. We fought, we tried to fight, but I'll tell you what, we learned a lesson, and that is you can't help people who don't want to help themselves.
And that's my next question, long segment coming up, but as Illinois collapses, even though it has a lot of great people, as California collapses, or do you think it will collapse, will it ever dawn on them, or do we have to almost build up defenses and not let people immigrate from California and Illinois? I mean, you can't do that constitutionally, but, I mean, where is this going? Because as the disease of, like, Venezuela and North Korea, as communism grows, they never learn. They just try to attack everything like cancer.
You know, it is very odd. As a professor of government and political science, when you look historically, for example, whenever there's a rise in crime, and it's happened in American history, you'll see a change in political parties. But you don't see that happening in these ultra-liberal states. Everything can go down the tubes, and the people still elect the exact same party over and over again. So I think we're in uncharted waters. However, I do think through our website, Conservative Move, and what we're doing, we're advocating to help people have a much better life product, and we think that'll resonate back in California for a good, positive revolution down the road. Fingers crossed.
Wow. All right. By the way, they just told me Anthony Cooney is on vacation. It's Owen Schroyer, always doing a great job doing the fourth hour. Wow. We're going to be talking more with our guest, Paul Szabo, on the other side of this break and talk about this conservativemove.com. It just gets everybody discussing the larger issue.
Empires on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of...
Look, it's simple. Western civilizations produce so much wealth and so much freedom, people become spoiled brats. And then you get people that want to manage domesticated populations as political tools and skim money off the top. That's happened in Chicago. It's happened in L.A. It's happened in hundreds of other towns and cities. And these people know what they're doing. You have to realize that the Democrats knowingly engage in election fraud. They want to declare the last election null and void. They want to say Russians ran it all and then have Homeland Security under Obama's last executive order come in and have new elections that they oversee. We'll never have a real election again like Venezuela, folks. And I know that sounds dastardly. That's Atlantic Monthly's plan. And that's one of the elite publications. Elite cockroaches. But this is what they really mean to do. So we're in dire straits. If we can just teach basic prosperity and go, you came here from Venezuela, you don't want to live under communism, right? But instead, folks coming here from all over, they're not even taught that. They're taught racial division, cultural envy, exponential envy. It's designed, but again, we've contained the colleges, we've contained the globalists, we've contained the social engineering. So now it's incinerating itself. Our guest is a professor. I can get his take on what's happening on the colleges that are just supposed to bring down society. Instead, they're bringing themselves down, but really talk about the move to help Californians evacuate and where he thinks that state's going. A big London Guardian article about it. Your place, your mind, Texas liberals and California conservatives swap states. So going back to our guest, Paul Szabo. Paul, you got the floor for a few minutes here. Tell us about the movement, where it's going, what's happening in the universities. You're a smart guy. You've been involved highest levels at the White House, multiple White Houses. Where do you see this trajectory going?
Well, obviously, I'm greatly concerned for our country, the direction we're going. I think we see a lot of apathy. And we started Conservative Move almost as an accident. When my wife and I made the decision in November, December to move here to North Texas, we had a going away party. And we invited a lot of our friends and family. And so many of them said to us, hey, we're envious. We wish we could go with you. We've thought about doing the same thing. We'd like to get out. And when we got here, we realized so many people had already left California and were living around here for the same reasons we were. And so we then decided to create a business model. We wanted to help conservative families, not just in California, but liberal bastions all across America, from New York to San Francisco, and say, look, you can live a better life, and Conservative Move will help you. And so what we do is we look at the families who contact us through our website at conservativemove.com, and we link them up with a conservative realtor, and we have other realtors around the country who can help them sell their home, and then on our end, we help them find their home. And we provide a lot of information about jobs, economy, schools, all those things that are critical, public safety. Here in North Texas, where we are, I have four young kids, ages 9, 8, 7, and 4. The public schools out here have a 98.2% graduation rate, which is pretty remarkable. Booming jobs. Toyota closed their North American headquarters in California. They've moved it out here to Plano. So you're seeing a major rush leaving California, but those are either A, businesses that can, and 2B, families that can. And we have seen for a long time Texas doing a good job at marketing towards businesses to move. What we did is we said, why don't we now market towards families and simply tell them the story? Look, if we can do it, so can you. We've only been around as Conservative Move now for about 3 weeks. Over 1,000 families have signed up, about 40 different states. And
sure. I would just say your site, what you're doing is a bellwether. That's why it's an important sample of what's happening. Keep going, but then I have a few other questions.
Sure. No, absolutely. So we're excited, but I'll tell you, when you hear the personal stories, you know, on our website, people fill out a contact form, and many will leave a personal story about their reasons why. And almost to an individual or a family, they feel the same. It's that where they were born and raised, they don't recognize it anymore. They look at their community. It's not the same. Many are locked down in their homes, afraid to go out on their streets.
Well, listen, I'll be honest. I've been going out to California my whole life, and parts of it, like Santa Cruz, are ultra beautiful, and Northern California, too. But being in L.A., being in other areas, it is like zombie land. There's something different about the people, no matter what color they are. They look like their souls have been sucked out. Last time I was at the big L.A. airport and just in and around town, what is going on there?
Well, in California, you got to remember, cost of living is ridiculous. The ultra-liberal legislators there, they have a supermajority in California. They just raised the gas tax. I think 12 to 14 cents going to kick in October. So they continue to harm the working class.
And don't they get there's a mass exodus out?
No, they don't care. They honestly, and Governor Jerry Brown, these folks, they don't get it. They don't care. They're beholden to the unions and special interests. So here's who they're harming. They're not harming the ultra-left liberal that lives along the coast and breathes the good air. They're harming the majority of Americans who live in the inland.
So it's pure conscious elitism. They're all tax exempt. They all run their scams. They know they've got third world people pouring in. They don't care. They're going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze. Like Macron won't get rid of some of the 100% tax rates on the middle class. You heard me right. And then has declared himself a god from a golden throne.
And that's a scary place to go. I think here in America, at least we're giving people an opportunity to leave. They can be, it might be a joke in a sense, but refugees from California. Look, it's so backwards, Alex. In California, the legislature will give tax breaks and free college to illegal aliens, yet you have American citizens who can't get the same service if they're out of state. You have sanctuary cities that are exploding across, not just, you know, California.
But we know it's a race to bankrupt the country. Let me ask you this then. What about, though, the refugees that are just economic and are so stupid they don't know why they've come here? I mean, let me tell you something. I love everybody. But predominantly it's Californians in Austin. They don't know what – now, I run a lot of conservative libertarian Californians that are the coolest people ever. Hell, as you know, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, I mean, my great-great-grandmother and grandfather almost moved to L.A., you know, back in the, you know, back in the 20s and, you know, 30s and stuff, and were almost Californians, but they wanted to come back to Texas. California was more rugged, for folks who don't know, than even Texas. I mean, it was the real 49ers. It's had this horrible transformation. How do we keep Texas, not with folks like you coming in, but from the contagion? They don't know why they left. They bring the exact same crap here once they get here.
And that is a very legitimate concern that we hear from a lot of different people, that people might be leaving for whatever reason. They can't find a job, but then they come to Texas and they're going to vote for the same crazy Democrat policies. And so we absolutely have a concern about that. My message to the Republican Party is don't become complacent here or anywhere. Look at what happened in California. We basically lost it.
Oh, they've got the battlefield Texas blue state on video. Veritas got them saying we're going to have illegals vote and overthrow Texas.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. We saw a lot of that happening in California. We saw that happening in our election as well. I honestly don't even think we should label the Democrats Democrats. These are ultra-left progressives. The old-school blue dog Kennedy Democrats are gone. They don't control the Democrat Party today. It's
They're conscious parasites. So again, what do you expect to happen to California, though? Because even on the coast with the rich elites, they realize how dangerous it is. Is there any point that California might wake up?
You know, it may very well wake up. I just don't see it happening in my generation. I think the voters there are stuck and locked. I think it's going to be the next generation coming up, if anybody there that is still left to fight. But, you know, when you go around L.A., California, you see the free phone booths everywhere. You have more imports of people from welfare than any other state. So there's a growing segment of the population that is very dependent on the government.
But it looks like Day of the Dead. I mean, no matter where you go, there's just giant mobs of zombie-like homeless people completely whacked out of their brains, just shuffling around. It's hellish.
Well, they have homeless encampments. Look, I served in Iraq, and I've seen tent cities. I was shocked to see tent cities now sprout up in California. You have them in San Francisco, you have them in L.A., you have them in San Bernardino. They're the little shanty towns along these riverways, and it shocks me to see that. It is un-American, and yet these are happening in the most liberal cities in America.
Why is it the liberal cities that are like stinking, fetid rat holes? I mean, they can turn a great town in a decade into a hellhole. What is it about it?
I don't know, but they continue that trend across America. And I think, you know, where we always have the right footing is in the debate and asking the simple question, what kind of communities do we want to see children raised in? I was a patrol deputy in San Bernardino. I worked in Los Angeles. When you talk to the minority communities that are hard hit and devastated, that have been there for such a long time, they can't put their kids on the street to play anymore. They would love to have school choice where they
can. And California wants to bring in more refugees, 80% male. I have stacks of articles here where in Sweden, they can't even have outdoor concerts anymore because the Muslims are raping everybody. I mean, what is that?
I just don't think California right now understands what it means to be America. They are looking at third world countries as examples of what to become and what to be. I think
they aspire to become Calcutta.
I would imagine so. And in many of these cities, if you look at them, you'll see more foreign flags flying than you do American flags, which absolutely floored me. If you have a Mexico versus USA soccer game in Southern California, guess what? The Mexico team has about 10-1 the supporters on the street than your hometown Americans. So there's a lack of pride, I think, for who we are. Many are not assimilating or carrying the torch for our cause.
And Hollywood's done a job on us. I mean, I got Atlantic Monthly right here saying Christianity's going down, America's going down. Trump, they said, Trump, you'll never stop us. We're going to kill America. I mean, they even admit they want to kill the country. It's not like they want to replace it with something better. they want to turn it into something like Venezuela or Cuba or North Korea, but I guess that's what the ruling elites want. I want to play you a clip here because the good news is it's not radicalization. Conservatives, libertarians, patriots of every race, color, creed are waking up to the fact that we're in a existential war with globalists and their giant cohorts, radical Islam, third world, you name it. This aired last week. They called it terrorist in the news. A chilling National Rifle Association ad gaining traction online appears to be an open call for violence. But you watch it, it admits that we know they're coming for violence and that we're preparing in the info war to stand up and speak out, but that the Second Amendment is the ultimate backup so that we won't be transported into pure slavery like Venezuela. So Dana Loesch does a great job voicing this, and it just shows how the info war is radicalizing the entire conservative sphere, which we need to be radicalized to counter this radical threat. As Barry Goldwater said, extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. This isn't a call to violence. It's a call that we know they're violent, saying hashtag hunt Republicans. Here it is.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports. Reports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
The clenched fist of freedom, the clenched fist of truth. That's the info war. That's the weapon. And you know, you're an expert in you know, the truth and taking action with info war. Paul, you know, expanding on this, what would you say about what Dana Loesch was just saying?
100% on mark, and I wish we could find a way to broadcast that across America 24/7, 365 to awaken our own base. The problem with our side, Alex, is that we're too damn nice. You know, we watch the other side roll over a steamroll us time and time and time again. And look, we're dealing with a bully on the other side, and we've got to stand up and we've got to fight. That piece right there by Dana is absolutely critical and on mark. You look at our first responders, our law enforcement, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. To think the Democrat Party of today, the ultra-left liberal, is largely against law enforcement, when just a generation ago it was the complete opposite. We were all standing side by side. Tough on crime. If you're tough on crime today, you are not a liberal. You're not a Republican. You just have a different way of looking at life. And again, you can look at California as that example. The soft on crime mentality has made you and I the victims. Violent crime is skyrocketing across that state, and the Democrats
are. Well, let's just say it. Civilization is unraveling right now, and I just wonder how far it can go down before people wake up, Paul. And I mean, I see them fighting Trump so hard, trying to kill a recovery, trying to spew all this garbage, trying to hope we fail. It just seems like seppuku. It seems like the left wants to suicide the whole country because they're threatened by prosperity. They want Cloward and Piven. They admit they want to wreck it all so they can rebuild it. But when communists and socialists and collectivists wreck something, it never comes back.
No, it won't. And remember, America is still a grand experiment and the best experiment on the face of this planet and one of the youngest democracies and consistently challenged. The major difference between how we look at the Constitution from Republicans to Democrats is the Democrats look at the Constitution as something that can evolve and change over time, where those of us on the other side, we look at this as the foundational document of who we are. And when we lose that of who we are, then we become this open society, Merkel view of European mentality, which is not American. If people want that, they should move to Europe. But Americans need to stand up here and stand on who we are and not allow the left any more destruction of our principles and values.
All right, my friend. Well, I look forward to tracking and watching the success of the organization that you've launched, conservativemove.com. And I love the idea of us creating our own economies as libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, common sense, traditionalists, non-suicidalists. non-nihilist of, hey, supporting broadcasts, supporting organizations, pooling our resources together and not just giving our money and energy. I mean, I found with, say, liberal IT companies, and most of them are, they will on purpose not do a good job for you because you're conservative. Or a lot of big companies say, oh, you're Alex Jones. And of course, if I was a gay couple wanting a cake, I could sue them. And they violate Civil Rights Act, you name it, and say, we're not going to let you work with our big credit card company because of what you do. They even tell us in emails. And my lawyers go, yeah, you have a total lawsuit, you'd win. It's just like, what am I going to do? It's just they're trying to strangle us. They're trying to shut us down. They're trying to destroy us. So more and more conservatives, libertarians, Christians need to really seek out people and build our own economy and break away from the parasites because they need us. We don't need them. And the parasites are finally figuring that out, so they're trying to bully us into submission. And just like the great meme war going on with CNN, it's only backfiring. I mean, everything they do is turning to crap, but it doesn't mean we can be complacent because the war has just begun. I want to thank you so much, Paul, for joining us.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Very, very exciting. Paul Chabo just now joining us. Great guy. Find out more at his website, conservativemove.com. Okay, I got a little segment coming up, and then Owen Schroyer's coming in. I want to hit some other breaking news that is coming up. Millions of people hit the streets to say hi to Trump in Poland. They had a few thousand, 10,000 or so out, get a bunch of attention in Germany. All Soros-funded, literally. A bunch of jihadis running around saying they want to get Trump. Yeah, how dare that evil guy want to have free market? We like Kim Jong-un. He's much better. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the InfoWar. Infowars.com/show. When you spread that link, it is an act of resistance, so please keep hammering it. And call C-SPAN other talk shows and plug InfoWars.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Never get enough Jimi Hendrix. There must be some kind of way out of here.
Some kind of way out of here.
Said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. All right, I've got some final stories I want to hit, and Owen Schroyer is coming in. He is locked and loaded and wound up with a bunch of clips and news and ready to go. The meme war has turned CNN from a dead organization to just an absolutely destroyed crater in the ground, less than zero. And I am so excited about that. A lot of amazing memes at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Be sure and follow us there. A lot of amazing memes right now on Infowars.com as we update these pages. I'm looking just all over the news. Everywhere is robots at factories and pizza places and jobs being taken. Look at Drudge right there. Also, Infowars.com. It is just a crazy time to be alive. Briefly, it doesn't just fund the operation. You really need to have DNA Force, our best-selling overall product, when it's in stock. Very hard to get the BioPQQ that's truly organic and other things that are in it. Infowarsstore.com. It's now back in stock after almost 6 months being out. 20% off. DNA Force is back. Get the Myco ZX. It goes great with the Biome Defense Probiotic for 30% off. That's now back in stock. But DNA Force is back. It is simply incredible. And it's, again, 20% off. There's nothing else like it except at medical clinics and stuff. And they totally gouge you and charge you three times basically for the same thing. This is really the highest quality of CoQ10 and BioPQQ and all these other things that synergistically work together. Hundreds of studies. You can even make claims on this because of the nerve growth factor and all the rest of it. Energize, detoxify the mitochondria. It's next level. DNA Force, InfowarsLife.com. It's our most expensive product, but it is massively discounted, and you really owe it to yourself and your family. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 is 30% off. Free shipping is continuing. I'm extending the July 4th specials because they're very popular until stuff sells out. Brain Force Plus, 30% off. Supermetal Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Z Shield, heavy metal detoxifier out of the gates, 30% off. And I'm going to end it this week. Other stuff I'm going to keep going. The storable foods for 40% off. That's got to stop. All of this supports the broadcast, so thank you. Let me just play this one more time. I'm going to go to break and come back and hit some other breaking news. Vatican police break up drug-fueled gay orgy at home of Secretary of the Pope Francis' key advisors. We broke this on Monday, and then by Wednesday it broke in the international news, AP, Reuters, Daily Mail. But notice it then goes out of the news the next day, like the deputy pope caught running child kidnapping rings, child rape rings. So how's the media counter it? They just make it up that I said there's Mars bases. Never said it. They just lie and tell everybody that. Because they want to cover up. I mean, I'm sorry. They want to cover up the real stuff. So here's the investigative journalist who lives in Rome who broke it on Monday.
Conflict. A few days before George Pell got booted out of the Vatican, we had basically the police breaking inside the palace of the Holy Office, the ex-Inquisition, now known as the Congregation for the Matters of Faith, basically the headquarters of the most holy office in the Vatican. The police broke in and found a gay orgy. And they were using cocaine, and they basically had to arrest the secretary of a very prominent cardinal who himself was waging war against Cardinal Pell. So there is also an internal war here, and of course nobody wanted to show the face of this priest, but I wanted to show it to your viewers. It's called Monsignor Luigi Capozzi, and only very few media, I think only RT probably, just mentioned the name of Capozzi's boss.
All right, and then it goes on, because that simultaneously broke, he was covering it first, and RT mentioned a little bit of it, but that's showing, forcing this news out. Fourth hour straight ahead, please spread the word and support our local affiliates. We're going to come right back, 5 more minutes to Owen Schroyer is coming in, but think about this, it's all confirmed. The Vatican is run by pedophiles
today.
And Satanists. And they take your money and snort cocaine.